What's up? This is our No Boys Allowed podcast, Messy Buns, episode one. I am Mary.
This is Elise.
And today we are going to talk about the Women's March and how I was mean at a Mexican mass.
Ew.
Have you ever been mean at a Mexican mass, Elise?
I don't think I have. I usually like to be nice.
I need space.
You need space. Work it.
That shoulder going. My husband makes fun of my shoulder.
It's my favorite.
And my daughter imitates it.
The Mary dance.
I am so pumped about this moment right now.
I'm really excited.
Sitting in this green chair. I mean, we're just a couple of weirdos that somebody gave mics to.
That would be my husband.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What was he thinking?
I don't know, but he's really excited about this, too. So I think he did it on purpose.
So I'm kind of digging your messy bun right now.
Oh, thanks.
All right. So how awesome is the title of our show? Right?
Messy
we
buns.
Actually came up with it today.
Yes, because I was rapid fire, like sending you random names.
That is how the best stuff works, though.
Yes.
Rapid fire. And now it's even prettier
and messier.
And that's kind of like what we're all about, kind of like messy buns. Like we are making messy lives look kind of good. Do you know what I mean? Like we've gone through a lot of crap, just to be real about it. And we're all about like taking that suffering and that crappy stuff and like bringing the best out of it. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and I think that women in general, like when we talk about women's empowerment, we may have like a little bit of a different spin on it. But I really truly believe that we are very, can be very empowered as women, and that we're very strong, and that we can take things that are a mess, and because of our feminine genius, as people like to call it, can make it look good.
Absolutely. And that's how we enjoy a better quality of life, too.
Yeah.
You know, like we have a decision to make. Are we going to like wallow in our sadness and like the stuff that we're sitting in and going on in life? Or are we going to make the best out of it? Do you know what I mean? Like there's an opportunity, I think. I can't even. That was bad. I got to work on that. Also, like we have these awesome phone conversations.
Yeah.
I generally don't really like to talk on the phone. Do you? You
no,
maybe do.
I don't. No, no, I don't. I don't. In fact, I had a conversation with somebody about that recently. Like Pam, one of our friends, was in town and we were like, just girl, straight up, I don't like to talk on the phone. So if we're going to be friends, this has got to be a texting thing. And she's like, I'm down. So that's what we do. We text each other. We were like, thank goodness. We understand each
yes,
other.
Totally.
So we don't have to pretend like we want to call each other.
Right. I think that's everyone, like girl or guy. I don't know. Maybe some people like it. But like you're so busy and sometimes our schedule like rarely can meet up. Actually, I had to do a podcast with her just to be able to hang out with her.
Which is really super sad.
But
especially since you're my bestie.
Our phone conversations kind of end up being like lifelines for our friendship and are so valuable. Like it ends up we have these conversations that last like hours somehow without trying. And they're filled with so much wisdom and so much positivity, and we just help each other so much. It's like we just need a talk where other people can hear this. Awesome. I'm kind of like tooting our own horns for a second.
You're like, we're
not
amazing.
Like legit serious. And I love that we can like talk about real stuff. Like we're real. Like that's another thing. Like we're all about being authentic as women. That's something that is hard because we are surrounded by just like fakeness, you know, and it's hard. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not saying I'm not ever fake either, you know, but,
I think there's a natural like competition that happens between
women.
And it's like we got to find a way to stop that so that we can build each other's like up as sisters.
Amen.
and stop this like competitive bull crap that goes on between us.
And being honest with each other. I mean, we talk a lot about that too. It's just being authentic. We're honest with each other if we're hurt or something, and that's been something really hard, but it's something we really make an effort to tell each other, you know, and actually doesn't really happen that often. You know, we're pretty good. We're pretty great people. I mean,
well, I think that's the thing is, And we'll probably do like a whole podcast on this, but there was like a point where like you and I didn't even talk because we weren't being authentic with each other.
Yeah.
And I think that from that, we got past that and we're closer than ever.
Yes.
And so like you and I have kind of committed to each other that like, we're not going to ever let that happen again. So
totes,
like with that, like when something comes up, like we have to be willing to talk about it, you know?
Yeah. And we've learned so much. Like we've been through so much. We've learned so much and how to cope with that and how to help other people with that. We want to share that with the world. Like God has given us just so many gifts to share. And I love that we can talk about serious stuff, but then like skip to really weird, like serious, like, I don't know. Like I got sick and my boobs got smaller and that sucks. You know what I mean?
Like, wait, you didn't share like, this with me. Were you waiting to share that till now?
No, I'm just trying to think of like how we can like go back and forth. Cause like, just like bring in the fun of life and the crappy stuff. I was just trying to think of an example of like real life problems.
I mean, it's true.
Like losing weight in your boobs where you don't need to lose it.
I know, because no girl wants to lose them there. But it always starts there. That's what's annoying. Like the weight loss always starts. So then you're like disproportionate. And then like, it's just weird.
That's great. So. Like when your husband is like, did you lose weight in your boobs? Dang it. I thought that was true, but you just
the first thing
confirmed
that you
did. Anyway, nothing, very few things are off limits with us.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is cool. So
I already love this.
I will tell y'all a little bit about myself.
Yeah.
And then you can tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Okay, girl.
My name is Mary, and I have a husband named Chris. Hey, Chris. And a dog. That was so weird that what I just did. I don't even know.
I don't know, but
what happened?
You can look at them.
And a daughter, adopted daughter named Isabella. She's 18 months old. And cutest we've been living baby. On the no show living for like just over 2 years. And I like animals too a lot. I love animals. We kind of share that. But a lot of people won't like me for saying this, but I'm kind of partial to cats. And kittens. I just am.
Not just partial. You are a cat lady.
I am a cat person, okay? But I don't have any cats either. So
it's the funniest thing.
I don't even know.
But you grew up with cats.
I also like freaking love sweets. I'm like sweets level pro for reals. Like I can put down some sweets. I love sweatpants. Cute sweatpants.
They have to be cute sweatpants.
And I love sports. I grew up playing sports and I don't know what else to say about myself. What about you?
I am Elise.
Elise.
It's so funny because I already did this on one of the shows, so I feel like I've already done it.
Double dipping.
Yeah. But I am married as well to William. He's one of the other wise fools. And I do youth ministry. I'm a youth minister, but I also have done wedding photography for the past like 8 years. So I used to have a business partner, and then went out on my own for a little bit. And now, youth ministry has taken over my life.
She has rocked the world of youth ministry, by the way. I also should have mentioned, I work with the youth ministry as well.
The one thing that you'll start to realize is that like, why we're such good friends is because like we try to like we have the same drive and we're doers. And so like typically if we're doing something, we're doing it together. And that's like how we see each other and stay in touch in the midst of like her being a mom, me being a full-time youth minister and all of that good stuff. So that's one thing that I love about our friendship is that I haven't found another woman like her that like is as crazy about life as I am.
Did we mention we were weirdos a little bit?
Oh yeah, and we're just like straight up weirdos. Like the first conversation that we had, I was like, yeah, this girl's a weirdo and I like
What is the first conversation that
I don't
had?
Know, but I know that I felt that way.
What was this? Okay, so I remember the night that we met.
Okay, so I actually
how long ago is this?
Oh gosh,
we've been friends for
10
plus
years. Yeah,
for sure. Took a little break in the middle. We'll get to that on us.
So stupid.
No, but I think it'll be so good to talk about.
Oh, you know I'm excited. I'm yeah, I think that it's
I'm
a
excited
good
to talk about how we hated each other for a little while.
Yeah. We never hated each other.
I'm kidding.
We never hated each other. Kidding. That's the problem.
It's just great. We can talk about it. But we're just really complimentary.
Yeah. You know? We say that literally we married each like our opposites. So like Mary is the female version of William and Chris is like the male version of me.
It's strange.
But I want to point this out that William and I were married first. Mm-hmm. So she really just wanted to marry me.
Did you just think of that?
Oh no, I
you just really
never said that to you.
You never said that
I say
to
that
me.
All the time.
Nice to meet you. I'm your best friend. You should tell me these
Chris,
things.
She just wanted me.
It's well, I didn't really realize that until recently, though, I would say.
I'm totally joking.
But we have, like, this foursome going on, me and my husband and her and her husband. And okay, I mean, it's four people. It's yes. Foursome. I won't use that word if it's difficult. So it is funny because, like, I can tell, like, where Will's coming from. And, like, Chris and Elise like to do a lot of the same things. So it's just, it's constantly a joke because she'll tell me things. I'm like, I totally would have done that. I'm totally, like... We have the same
and same
brain type
for Chris
thing.
And like it's like I would react that way, which is really good because then like, you know, I'm not all about talking about your husband behind his back.
Yeah.
In fact, I think that that's something that is really detrimental to a marriage.
Absolutely.
But I think that you can have a confidant, you know, and somebody that you talk to and. To me, the biggest thing with that is you can tell if you walk away from the conversation feeling more in love with your spouse or being more frustrated by your spouse, you know?
And you can also tell, like, when you're speaking, you can speak and try to get advice and wisdom from someone and speak out of love. Like, you know it's not in a place where you're trying to bring the other person down.
Right.
And that's what's important, that we make sure our heart's in the right place. And say, look, I really need some direction and guidance from someone outside of this. And it's good to, you know, make sure your husband's okay with that, of course.
Yeah. You and know, that's like, the thing is, like, that's the other thing, too, because, like, there's times where, like, I've tried to, like, when we weren't on good terms and, like, there was people that I, you know, may have talked to and gone to for advice, but, like, clearly they were not out for our best interest.
Yeah.
And, like, if the person doesn't. Not that somebody doesn't like my spouse, but like, you know, like if you don't like the person's spouse, then you shouldn't even be giving advice because like you're already giving, you know, you're already at a disadvantage and like you're only going to add to the problem.
And
you know
that I like love Will. Like he's like my brother. There's no judgment here. Right. It's just totally like so we're all on the same page. Yeah. We're trying to like help each other out and vice versa.
Yeah.
That one was better.
That was
a practice.
Better.
You weren't paying attention. So I got to tell you a story about how I was a horrible person.
Why are you such a horrible person? I wasn't there.
I mean, we're about being authentic, right? I am
sometimes,
just trying to be real
we're
and genuine.
Bad.
I would say, ooh, you just gave me an idea.
Everything sounds really loud on the
mics. I know,
mics.
With the headphones.
I feel like you can hear my whole mouth. Like the whole mouth.
I can hear and I can see entire whole mouth. So like neither of us are really confrontational people. Yeah. Would you say? Right? Like,
yeah. We have to work.
We have to work on it. But that's the thing. Like there's a happy medium where you're like doing it in a healthy, productive way. And then there's an extreme where you just so non-confrontational that one day you just explode.
Yeah.
I'm the exploder.
Me too.
Did you not know that about me?
I didn't,
because you've gotten so good at like being honest with your feelings. Like I feel like you're so good at that.
But
like, I want to be like you, but I'm still in the explosion mode evidently. Anyway, example.
So what happened?
Well, let me give you just some background about my life first. So like it all started. The first explosion I can remember, y'all, I told y'all I played sports in high school, played basketball. Actually before high school, this happened once before high school and in high school. I got so angry at this one girl that was like all up in my business, like guarding me. But like, okay, so there's a normal, like a good way to guard somebody. And then there's like when the ref isn't looking, do you know what I'm saying?
No,
you doing,
I didn't play
okay,
sports.
You don't know what I'm saying.
I played
okay?
one round
one thing we really
of volleyball.
Can't talk about so much. Well, they got me so, I mean, I went to the point where I like broke and I literally, I pushed two girls until they fell on the ground.
No, you didn't.
I did. Like, I just, it
My
was
friend's
like,
crazy.
I'm trying to be nice. I'm also, and I like, I literally,
I
in my head,
it.
I was like, you're going to the ground. Is that also horrible?
I got a technical, y'all. I mean, technical means like you got to get out the game. You're out of the game. I got to get out of the game.
My girl's crazy.
Catholic high school right here. Man,
I wish I had known you back then. Girl, I would have been cheering
hopefully
for you.
I've gotten better than that. I really haven't resorted to physical violence, I promise. Okay, so like, so more recently when I was working, I didn't say I'm a physical therapist assistant by trade, and I'm now a stay-at-home mom. But so when I was working in outpatient, so like, granted, it was like a... It wasn't a great environment. My boss, like, he just, like, we weren't really respected. I was overworked, like, physically demanding. Like, he wasn't treated me fairly. And this was over, like, 4 years. It wasn't just me. It was everybody in the office.
This was not in the outpatient.
This was in the outpatient.
Oh, okay. This not home health. Home, okay.
Yeah.
Home health. Okay.
So I worked in outpatient physical therapy for a while. And so it was just this thing where, like, he was just, everybody else was doing the stuff and he wasn't. And 4 years into it, he tells me to go. So, like, in therapy, like, at the end of a treatment, we would typically go stretch, like, after a total knee replacement or something. So this particular person was done, and he tells me to go stretch this woman, you know, stretch her knee. And that was it. It was like my breaking point. Do you know what I mean? And so... So I go, no, you stretch her knee, and I walked. Probably not a great thing to do to your boss. Like, but I broke, Elise.
Yeah,
like, I mean, it was like, I should have confronted it earlier, and it just built up over years. Right. And I was like, you stretch her, and I walked out.
Because you're like giving the worst of yourself, but it
and
was
I'm
like
not that person.
No, you're not.
The thing is, I'm just like, you know, but you want to do a good point. Job, and like, you want to do good at work, and so you just put in the hard work day after day, and then you just crack. So anyway, just to give you a little history, so we went to Mexico my husband and I for a 5-year anniversary a couple weekends ago. Went to Mexico. I'm not gonna even try Spanish on y'all because it's not in my brain. Oh man. So we went
to, what happened?
So Playa del Carmen, we worked really hard to find Mass, first of all. And we got to take a taxi, did all this research. Like, people the people at the hotel didn't even know where Catholic Mass was, really. Like, so it was just so hard to get there. We finally got there. It was in Playa del Carmen, this very touristy area, kind of like where St. Louis Cathedral is in Jackson Square. Like, it was actually, the church was right next to this little square where they had, like, performers. It was really cool. We got there, like, an hour early because we wanted to, like, look around, do some shopping first.
And you wanted to perform.
Of course, I wanted to perform, but not this because this looked really dangerous. Anyway, so we walked around, did some shopping. We saw the church. It was, like, this tiny church. Beautiful, like, really cool church with, like, woodwork and, like, these green vines growing inside and these windows. It was cool, but it was tiny. It literally had, like, 12 pews on both sides that fit like four
so or five. And it wasn't a chapel, four, it was a church.
Yes, it was a church. Like five skinny people, four not so skinny people, and one pew. It's tiny. I don't know why I didn't think ahead of time, like, oh, a lot of people might come to this Mass, like, we should get there early. So we went and we looked around, and so we after, you know, hour passed, it was getting like 10 till. I looked through the windows. I'm like, oh my gosh, Chris, it's like starting, like, a lot of people are coming now, and we should probably try to go get a seat. And so we walked in. They're having Eucharistic adoration, first of all, which was for like a whole hour before Mass. So there were a lot of people in there.
Yeah.
So there were no seats. And so we got up there to like the last, like, we were like first in line to have a seat. So people started getting up and leaving slowly after adoration was over. But there was a line forming behind us. And so people would start to get up and leave. And then people would come from behind us and sit in those seats. And we were like,
is this another Rome situation?
That is exactly what it's like. I'm like, what is it with Catholics in other countries that are so, like,
pushy?
I'm sure Americans would be like, I just never experienced it in America. So they're like rushing past us. And I'm like getting my feelings so hurt. Because, like, oh, I work so hard to be, like, a nice, I do, like, rules, you know? Like,
I know, we're both rule followers.
You get this with
Will
me.
Is not, so that's where you are different. Like, there's certain similarities that we have, and we are total rule followers.
So, again, like, I don't know
why. They're not following the rules.
They're not following the rules.
You take them down.
Get in line. So people are, like, shoving in, like, packed, and this keeps on happening, Elise, for, like, 10 minutes. So, of course, the blood starts boiling. Chris is behind me. I'm right here. And I'm like, eventually I'd say like, okay, we're waiting too. Like, I don't understand why you're like running. I know, y'all, I'm a child. So at one point, these two like middle-aged older women, but not old, but like middle-aged, but a little older, come in and they get ready, like right in front of me. I said, oh no, this is not going to happen. I see two people coming out over here, popping up and like starting to come out. So I straight up, like, they're in front of me, right? So I, like, you can't see my foot. There it is. And, like, move and, like, block them out. Box them out, right? You basketball people know what I'm talking about. Bringing basketball back. I box these women out.
Oh, my gosh. This is, and I wish said, I had video.
Chris. Like, I motioned over him. Come on. Like, yo, my blood is boiling at this point. I know I'm a horrible person, I feel like, at this point. Well, but, like, I it had happened. I want to travel with you. It was there.
I want to travel with you.
I don't
you.
Know if you do. I you do. Might disown me. I want to see the feisty Thank you Mary. For loving me anyway, though. I do. Because I felt horrible about myself.
And I probably would have been like, yeah, girl.
Awful. Chris, I'll look back at Chris, and Chris is like,
what?
No, like, he was like, I'm not like, doing this. And I was like, see, I'm already halfway there.
Yeah.
So, and these, no, this was the best part. These ladies looked at me and they were like, now, these were Mexican women and they were very sweet, which made this even worse. And I went, I sat my little booty in that seat, and my little booty is little, so they could fit too. Like, they didn't even, because, you know, they're like, so they both fit. So we all but three
Chris
sat.
Didn't.
No, Chris was in the back the whole time. I'm like looking back at him. So I sat down and they're next to me. They were very sweet. And I was just like, I am a horrible person. And it gets worse because okay. We go to kneel down and like stand up throughout the mass.
Yeah.
And the lady next to me doesn't stand up. And the one next to her, like, they're speaking Spanish that I don't know. So I don't know what they were saying. But it was like she was clearly trying to help this handicapped woman stand up.
Wait, so one
so it got worse. I'm like, this lady clearly has difficulty standing. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm talking about. So I felt awful. And then, like, the family of origin started. I'm like, should I receive communion? Did I just say it? And, you know, so I was like the whole mass sweating it. But anyway, the point is, we're about being real, right? But it's funny because, like, as women, like, we gossip so much. And I do it too. I'm a guilty party. You know what I mean? And we build, we break each other. A lot. One of the reasons we gossip is to break other people down and build ourselves up to make us feel better. You know, we really work to try to not do that.
Well, we write a bunch of stories that aren't even true, which is really aggravating. But yeah, then they become really true. And then we like add details to them.
Right,
you know?
Right, right. So I'm just telling the story. We're going to basically break ourselves down to build you up and make you feel better about yourself. No, I'm kidding.
We're horrible
but
people.
But generally, like, we do hope to be really real and authentic about our lives. Because everybody's been there, you know, like,
absolutely.
It's so
especially
helpful
when
to
traveling.
Be like, it's so helpful to see someone and be like, yeah, I struggle with that.
Oh yeah.
I need to work on that. You know, we're here to tell you, you're not alone. And so, and talk about like how this helped. And like, it was an overall good experience because I know what I need to work on. You know what I mean?
Well, it's, you know, we just had, so we went, we took like with the Archdiocese of New Orleans, like 500 teens, up to March for Life. And it was really crazy. And I started to really like learn a lot about myself, you know, mm-hmm. because, and it's something that like we actually talked about on the bus with them as well, because when you're tired, because we got stuck on the side of the road because of ice and all this other
Girl,
stuff.
I cannot even believe that happened.
So you would think that, I think I'm supposed to be a boy mom. I think that I've started to realize this.
A boy
because
mom.
The girls started whining and complaining and I was like, oh heck no.
Oh, you better
like,
stop that.
They were just, I was like, oh my gosh, stop. And then they were like, this is the worst thing. It was like the worst thing that they had ever gone through. And I was like, and I just, you know me, like I don't have tolerance for that. I'm like, I've lived.
Well, you're already dealing with so much too.
So it was just, I had to like.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah. Like the whining and complaining and it was like, you know, and, but it really do, like when you're traveling and when you're tired, like you're raw. And like, true. You see, hey, this is probably some stuff I maybe need to look at and work on in myself, because like when the going gets rough, like how do I respond and react, you know?
Amen to
so
that.
And I think we do that a lot, especially because like as women, we're dealing with hormones and periods and
so many other
know,
factors.
Yeah, so I think that the reality is like we all struggle with that. And that is one of our weaknesses, I think, in general as women, is that, you know, we kind of, we can have those emotional highs and lows, and like, how do we temper all that?
And I know it's like, it's selfishness, it's humility. Like I gotta know in those moments to be like, look, this person, you know, put them above yourself. Like,
yeah.
This person is first, whether it's right or it's wrong, like whether they were supposed to wait their turn or not, like right. be the bigger person, do something better for that. And I so need to work on that. Oh, so we can take do. These things, these crappy yeah. things in life, right, and use them as reminders, like to get better and to grow,
right? Absolutely.
So, but thanks for making me feel better about traveling and being stressed out and stuff.
Girl, you know, I always got your back.
Ew. Oh, I totally thought we were going to do it at the same time. It would have been awesome. Oh, channeling Cardi B. Did you notice, Elise, that there are shoes flying above your head?
Feet flying above my head?
Distance. No, just shoes. But, like, so we're like girly, but not. Like Elise talked about in the Hubby Wifey show. Check it out. Check your local listings.
And that guy show.
And that guy show. About how you're not really girly. You're kind of guy. I don't know how to say
I'm
it.
I'm a dude sometimes.
You
I
are.
Really am.
I think you're
but
like.
You're kind of the same way. And I think that's why I'm attracted to you. Not like attracted
weird,
to
like,
you, but
hand
friend
gestures.
Attracted.
Yeah. Chris would always say, my husband, he would always say like how not girly I am, but I think we're not girly in maybe a little bit different ways. Like you're good at makeup and stuff, and I'm totally not, you know. But and I like to play sports,
and I definitely
and you like
do
to
not.
Do things like my husband, like we talked about before. Yeah. Like y'all are like I like to do things, but you like want to go do something.
Oh yeah, like I want to. Well, and it just depends. Like I want to do like I want to go out and have fun and like do. I'm a people person. I'm an extrovert. But as far as like the dude stuff, like I would rather play with the boys. Like I'd rather
say, we
yeah.
both like to hang out with the guys.
Yeah. And like, you know, I've always gotten along better, and I think I trust guys better too. It's like
naturally.
A trust issue too.
Yeah,
cause I'm like a dude, but it really comes down to trust because I know how gossipy women are, even like how gossipy I have been. And so totally. I naturally don't trust women.
Yeah.
Which is probably something I need to work on. But
don't we all come on.
So I naturally am like, guys are just, it is what it is. They'll tell you like it is,
it's
you know,
so
and I also like, I'm not like, you know, we've gone on girls trips and like, I get super aggravated because they spend a day shopping and I'm like, we could shop anywhere. I want to go do something or like be on a beach, and I've just wasted my day.
Yes,
and like I genuinely get annoyed. Like I'm like, I can't believe we're
but
here
you
shopping.
Go shopping with me sometimes. I love to shop,
but
I don't.
I'm not
I
a big
know.
Shopper.
I'm not like a girly shopper, but anyway, that's
I'm
whatever.
Not a shopper.
I do love my shoes though.
Yeah,
anyway,
these are my
so
shoes.
These are Elise's shoes. Yeah, I'm sorry. These are not my shoes. I'll bring some shoes next
yeah,
time.
Yeah, she's
maybe.
Got some rockin'. Oh, you don't have any.
I
like
don't
normally
have,
she's got
I mean,
some like high-heeled.
Okay,
like,
no, I yeah. don't. Not yes, every day. Don't. Stop.
Not
but
every
I love
day,
my wedges. Like, I mean, it just, I think it does represent us in some form. But I just had to point out the floating shoes on the wall because they're like flying above our heads. But it's
this is
I mean,
all
what
new.
Other, what other show do you watch that has flying heels? That's all I want to say. Messy Buns.
Messy Buns.
That's the one. Well, I mean, maybe I hope not another one exists. Maybe it does. But
who knows?
Who knows? Let us know.
I don't know, but we're gonna improve our sets and everything as time goes on.
Last minute, but it's
yeah.
us, right?
So every one of our shows has been, except for the Hubby Wifey show, because we just pulled
you
the stuff
here.
From my living room. So
I noticed
us,
that. I noticed.
So that was pretty easy, you
that
know.
Awesome.
But as far as like the guys were hilarious because they had like a guitar ornament. And then, like, a sign hanging cockeyed and, like, a walking stick. Like,
that
Matt just brought in today to my house a walking
random.
Stick. And I was like, what are you going to do
with
that?
Man, I didn't know
that?
I could just bring random stuff,
yeah.
man. I'm going to try that.
You should. And we'll have random stuff.
So. Speaking of random stuff, you just talked about March for Life.
Yeah.
How was that experience? Talk more about that.
So March for Life is something that happens once a year where it's a pro-life movement. And I am pro-life. And so it's like thousands of people come together to support, give unborn children a voice. So it's very positive. Like, I'm always actually really impressed by the fact that there's not a lot of opposition. Like, you'd expect that there would be a lot of hate kind of surrounding it. But there isn't. And it's very positive. And it's, I mean, a sea of youth, and it's really youth driven.
Awesome.
And it's, yeah, so it's just, it's a really amazing experience. It was the first time that I went from Louisiana, because I grew up in Pennsylvania.
I've been before, you're in the north. I've never been. I'm so jealous. I so definitely want to take Bella one day. But you were just saying it's so loving. Yeah. Like, I mean, with something, whatever you're, you know, protesting or talking about, if you do it in a loving way.
Yeah.
No, it's really hard to come against that. So that's just really beautiful to get a message out in that way.
Well, and there's always going to be like your crazies or fanaticals.
Yeah,
you know,
the
like,
ends of the
I don't know. There was some spectrum. Guy with like a Jesus off the crucifix, and he was going, I mean, he was going to town on something. I don't know. You know, so you're always going to have like
off the crucifix.
Yeah, it was strange. Okay. I mean, I don't know. But like I said, I think no matter what side you're on, like, you're going to have those people there, you know?
Yeah,
who really aren't there for the cause. They're just there to say stuff.
And how awesome is, because Elise took some of the members of our youth group there. Like, how many? Nine?
Yeah, there was nine teens who
and
spent their money to go.
I wasn't there. I fully support the cause, like, totally all the way. And at the youth night the other day, we had testimonies where the kids come up and share some of their experience and what they learned, you know, and how the experience was personally for them. And I think that is such a huge witness. Back when I was a youth ministry, long time ago, that was the biggest thing about the trips, was to hear it coming out of the youth's mouths.
Right.
You know, somebody so young to have such a profound experience. And it's one thing to sit back here and like hear about it, but to be there and experience that so young and hear them talk about it, that's enough to impact and change your life.
Well,
I loved
crazy.
Hearing that.
We had a girl, and if you know Will and I, you know Will and I, but I mean in general, like if you know us, we are the type people, and we surround ourselves with people like this, that, you know, we are very open to opposition. Mm-hmm. Like, we invite questioning, we invite discussion, we don't shove things down people's throats. You know, we are Catholic, but like, we invite everybody to, you know, like, our youth group is open, you know, and we have kids who have differing opinions, and so we talk and just say, listen, this is what I believe, this is why I believe it, you know. But we had a girl come on the march that was
that's why you're so successful, by the way, I think, is because it's such a loving, like, way
communicate. To me, I don't know. I get so mad. Sorry. I even get like flustered when talking about it, because I'm like,
you're not going to push me out of the way and shove me to the ground, are you?
I might. But, you know, like, just people are allowed to have opinions. You know what I mean? And like, if you don't allow people to express those opinions, if you don't allow people to have if I don't believe what I believe, like, fully, like, I shouldn't be threatened by other people, because if what I believe is the truth and I truly believe that, then why would I be threatened by other people?
Absolutely.
And we should be able to have open discussions that helps us understand each other and come, you know, because the reality is, like, yes, I'm pro-life, but I have friends who are pro-choice. I have friends who've had abortions, and I love them the same. You know what I mean?
Well, that's kind of what's going to open hearts anyway.
Right. So, and that's as you know, you're a part of our youth group, is like, we tried to have that with kids. So we had a girl come on the march who was pro-choice and ended up through her, like, discussions that we had, and we had this rousing debate with the kids where we said, let's play devil's advocate, like, both sides, let's talk about it. And like, it was really crazy, like, some of the stuff that, you know, things that, like, I hadn't thought about. And, you know, we talk about rape, we talk about incest, we talk about all these really and we let them talk about it. And she, you know, she just shared with us that she was pro-choice when she came on the trip. And
how brave of her to say that.
Oh my gosh. I would, because she could have, you know, people people are immature and stupid, especially, you know.
That's something else we encourage at youth group. Like, yes. We want you to be honest. We're here to love and support you no matter what you believe or think.
Yeah.
So be honest, you know, we want you to feel comfortable saying that you disagree.
That's
how we can have a conversation.
Right. And encourage you to make a choice one way or another. Like, because there was a time at youth group when you know, I believe that life begins at conception, but this kid was like, well, I don't know if I believe that, but he hadn't made a decision. And I was like, well, at some point you have to make a decision, because then you got to stand for something, you know? Yeah. So we encourage that, mm-hmm. you know? So, but yeah, it was such an amazing experience. It was very tiring. We got trapped on a bus for 36 hours on the way up there, only 3 hours away from Louisiana, which was hilarious. But
What happened with her? With the girl that was pro-choice?
She said, so we had watched a documentary. We had talked about it. Like, we really did a lot of, like, good, in a sense, ministry on the bus. And she just said that, like, there was, you know, she had never considered some of the things that we had talked about, you know. So I don't think it was necessarily one thing. It was just she was hearing, you know, different sides to it and different, you know, avenues, and hadn't thought about it in those ways before. And she's a very intelligent woman. Like, I'm excited to have her in youth group in general. And she's not somebody who just lightly makes a decision lightly, you know. So it was a really beautiful thing that she shared that with us. So
the fact that you can have open, loving communication.
Yeah. Oh, she was so authentic, because she was like, I didn't come on this for the right reason. I came because I wanted to go to DC.
Man, I got respect for that girl.
Oh my gosh. Love her.
Really. So did y'all, I think the what's it called? The Women's March?
Yeah, the women's that March was the next happened.
Day, right?
The
were next y'all around day. That?
So we weren't we were actually walking around DC, going to like the different museums, mm-hmm. which was really cool. And I got, okay, side note, like, because I'm an art crazy person, like, I got to see a Leonardo da Vinci in person, and original? Got to see, like, yes, an original.
All right, that's cool.
And I, like, literally, my face was, like, this close to it, and I was, like,
did you because, kiss it?
No, I wanted to, but I, like, for an artist or somebody who does art, like, brush strokes and, like, your mark.
You understand all that.
So, like, I'm, like, in it, and I'm, like, I saw his brush stroke, because it's just this connection that you have, like, that. He worked on this. Like, those are like his markings.
He touched the paintbrush that touched this.
I didn't even think I was such an art nerd until I went up to a Rembrandt and I started crying.
What? You did?
Like, because I was like, I was overcome, because I love his lighting, and I love, like, oh my gosh. I really do. I love, like, artist. Like the boring, like the classics. I don't know what it is about the classics, but I think it's because I learned a lot about them in art history, you know?
Yeah.
But oh my gosh, I was like, this is, I can't, you know.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so
that's
that deep. Was really cool. Okay, so, but to get back to the Women's March, so we didn't go to the Women's March, but we were around a lot of the people, like, coming back or going to the Women's March or whatever. And I will say this, that I struggle with the Women's March,
mm-hmm.
Because I am very pro-woman.
Absolutely.
And it's something that you and I, like, we have a ministry that is all about women and women's health.
Women empowerment.
And honestly, that in general, like, we could go on, and we'll probably talk about that at some point. But, like, the things that I struggle with are that, you know, the things that I was seeing were not pro-woman, mm-hmm, you know?
Totally.
Like, there was, and excuse me for, like, the vulgarity that's about to come out of my mouth, but, like, there was hats that said pussy power, and, like, that's, like, a trigger word for me, because that it's word. Derogatory.
Right.
It's never used in a way of empowering women. It's used as objectifying women.
Yes.
And their parts, and, like, taking them away from them as a total person.
Right.
And so I'm like, and it was just, like, every sign that we saw, and I really, I mean, I'm being honest, like, every sign we saw, so there might have been other signs, you
right,
know?
Right, right.
But we're seeing these people walk back, and, like, there's little girls with these signs with, like, vulgar things on them, and I'm like, right. How is this uplifting women? So
you're
like
just truly wondering, how is this helpful to a cause?
Yeah, I felt like it was actually degrading us. Yeah, and it was very difficult for me, because I just, seeing a little girl and having, like, a sign that, like, to me is, like, degrading her is very difficult. And like, you know, and that's pussy power. Like, that's not power.
I don't understand it personally. Yeah. And I've never been there. I wasn't there. But it is, yeah. you get a very full experience just being at home looking at social media. It's all over social media. At least it was a year ago. Not, I didn't find as much this year, but last year, the first year, was huge, and I saw a lot of those signs. Again, there were probably other signs, you know, we're not trying to make a blanket statement about everybody, but it was I did find that it was the overall or the overwhelming majority, and I don't personally understand what they're fighting for, especially with those signs.
There was a lot of people said that it was kind of
trying to communicate.
Right. It's a confusing message, like in general. So, you know, and I don't want to sit here and degrade it or anything like that. It's something that struck me while I was there because I was witnessing it firsthand. And I'm somebody who tries to be very objective, and I try to see people's, you know, sides to things and be empathetic and compassionate. But you know, just as somebody who is very pro woman, and
might have kind of offended you a little bit.
It did offend me. Like, that's and totally. Like, you knew me, I'm not a confrontational person,
right?
But yet I was sitting there being like, this offends me to my core as a woman.
Right. And so, we're on the same team as women.
Right.
But
right.
no matter what the topic is, I know I'm personally working on it. Like, I think it just shows that no matter how you like disagree, let's do it in love. Let's be respectful to each other.
Right.
And we're both going to come to such a better understanding of each other. Isn't that what we're trying to do anyway? Like, understand each other at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So whatever the topic is, I think we can all work on that. I know I can certainly work on that. So no disrespect, just like something to think about. Got to get the glasses back on.
Sorry.
Like, you took the glasses off because you were getting real.
And then I had to put them back on because I started being like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. My eyes are so squinty. No. And the lights are like in my
face. Okay, well, let's wind this party down. But before we go, I was just wondering, can I get a little bit of Cardi B over there? I'm gonna talk
my
to
sister,
you, but I shouldn't be saying that.
She's called Hennessy.
Uh-oh.
And I'm called Bacardi. Okay, so Hennessy, Bacardi, Parrot Bay. I mean, I don't know,
it's down there somewhere. So I've always wanted to do, like, I have like a strange excitement for words of the day. So like, I want to do this like word of the day thing. So
get you some toilet tissue with words of the day on it.
That would be cool. That would be interesting.
You can wipe.
That's weird.
Messy buns.
So anyway, I found a word of the day.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to ask Cardi B about it. So I'm going to ask Cardi B to come back out here. And I got to find it because I got it on my phone.
Uh-oh.
So the word of the day, Cardi B. First of all, Cardi B, how are you doing?
Oh, you know, girl, I'm like so good.
I'm going to give you a word and I want to see if you can use it in a sentence.
Oh, girl.
The word is retrodict. I'm sorry.
Retro dick?
Please use this in a sentence.
Oh, girl.
This is a real word of the day from Merriam-Webster's dictionary, just so you know.
Can you give me like a definition?
No, I want you to use it in a sentence first, and then I'll give you the definition.
This could go like so many ways. Like, so, like, you know, when you've got that, like, person who's, like, you know, like, being mean, but he's, like, from the past, like, that's a retro dick.
This is a great idea. That actually almost works. Okay, so, retro dick, the definition is to utilize present information or ideas to infer or explain a past event or state of affairs. I think it's a verb. I think you use it as a noun, but I'll go ahead and accept that answer.
I can't even keep it. Give you
a background. If y'all go look up the Jimmy Fallon interview with Cardi B,
please.
y'all, it's hilarious. So we kind of became obsessed with it. Elise does a really good job imitating her.
I'm just tired right now, so my impersonations are not great, but if you know, we're gonna work on that.
But in real and
we're
life.
Gonna yeah like yeah. get you know she just she's fun to impersonate. I'm not gonna, she gives you a lot of material for I mean if I could be so that is one thing like if I could be something, it would be a female comedian. Like if
what do you mean
if I had my dream
something?
If I could like be like side note like side job side dream like it would be a female
who
comedian.
Are you
didn't know this
I
about
have
me?
Never heard you say anything like
oh my
this.
Gosh those are like some of my favorite peeps like I have like heroes like old like George Burns Gracie Allen is like is a master a genius like comedian.
Female comedian
yes she is like one of the originals
this is
like,
funny so
me.
we're really alike but we're also really yes. different too
yeah we have
but
our love
I didn't mention before and I'm sure we'll talk another day that I love to rap you know like I'm a rapper
ew.
I know it doesn't look like it you know whatever story for another day but that actually started was I was like dealing with stuff and wanted like hard stuff but I wanted to like make it that's what I just do you know like we make fun of things that are difficult sometimes and laugh about it so what eventually became my first rap that I wrote started as like a stand-up comedian like sketch thing
really
I was like this will never work as
I
a comedian I've got to make this a song
I didn't know that yep. Wow Bon Kwee Kwee is another one
random
but she's,
oh love her
but she's not a real person see like Bon Kwee Kwee is funny because she's like an over exaggeration but Cardi B is for realsies at least that's what she puts across so
that's the truth.
You know love our sister but
I
you know
love it
but
if you want a good laugh, Jimmy Fallon is really funny in that
too. He doesn't even know what to do with her.
He's like, I just, he was
literally,
you could tell he was legit like caught off guard.
Yeah.
But anyway, much love. We got love for you, sister. And all our sisters out there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us for this time for our first podcast.
We've been posting
messy buns, making messy life look good. Trying at least that's what's important right
Heck
that
yeah.
we're still
we
trying
and we hope that this podcast is one that starts to become something that you can laugh to that can be uplifting and that you can say you know what like I just want to be real and that's my goal like is to just be myself and accept myself for who I am my weirdness my
yes.
craziness because we are beautiful, beautiful women, all of us, and created individually. And I think, you know, hopefully we'll explore all of that together.
Yeah, and we need to start building each other up.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes.
We love all of you just the way you are. Come hang out with us again for our next episode on Messy Buns.
Messy Buns. Ew.